which was Mr. A's card, one half was black and one half was white. And there's no gray area in between. Either you're good or you're bad.
One teaspoon of lemon juice.
Found you to be bad, and now you must take the punishment. No, I'll reform. Sorry.
And brown sugar.
The justice is severe. And
wait, what does he do? Is he
like clobbers him. He kills him. He's this incredibly severe right-wing vigilante type. Created by Ditko, who never could understand why the comic companies would not go for this character. Strangely entertaining stories to read, especially because the bad guys are such sniveling, sweat-drop-exuding, pathetic crooks, that got away with it. Starts with getting away with it, and then Mr. A is the only one who knows that they did not get away with it.
Stone push to talk. You can probably hear me now.
Come on, girl.
We can hear you as clear as a bell.
Yeah, very
loud. As clear as an unmuddied lake.
1/3 cup of orange juice.
How's that pill working for you, Peppy?
All right, we're moving on to sandwiches.
I don't notice any particular change.
See, it's just more easy.
Sandwiches.
I didn't want to talk over that.
And 1/2 teaspoon of Liam Perrin's Worcestershire sauce.
Sure, that's fine.
I have
Okay. Oh, you done?
Kind of bread.
Can you hear me now?
Alien.
1/4 cup of mayonnaise.
Alien space.
Can you hear me now?
3-ounce can of deviled ham.
I can hear you fine.
Okay.
But remember, the room is weirdly divided. Michael, Peppy, and I can hear you. I don't know if Rob
can hear, but
I need it.
They can hear.
We just don't. We just ignore it.
I can hear you fine now. But I can't hear the music.
No, and she can't hear us at all.
I can hear the music. Music is real pretty.
But better known as Katie's Kitchen.
No, it sucks.
I don't want to hear.
Buzzing Evidence is talking about you right now.
Yeah, and you can't hear it. Watch this.
Isn't the listening audience at Twitch?
Clap the hands.
And the cool part is, this is the first time he's ever heard it.
Oh my god. Wow, you mean like Peppy? Oh,
and here she is, Katie Porter.
And it's a sandwich on the menu for today.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Never heard that before.
So my name means urination.
There's nothing wrong with being Peppy. It means you've got energy.
No, that's wrong.
Energy. Energy for a strong
American. I never realized that my name was an adjective.
Yes.
And who's this band?
They feel fine.
I think I knew this band. I can't remember the name. Then you'll know you're really demented when you can't remember the name of the Beatles.
Then you're too old. And everything stops and you fall apart.
And you have to eat nothing but Pepe's
energy powder.
Reese cups. Yeah.
Oh,
well, they have
energy
cups.
Giving Reese.
It's the peppiest gum.
And as you like, the Pepe powder was a lot like
the peppiest
Vitajax
gum.
Vitajax. What you do to me?
Vitajax. Crab meat nut sandwich.
How many are three? I don't ever take three Vitajax.
It's so great.
Nut sandwich.
It makes the whole audience go.
Vitajax, what you doing?
What you doing?
Do you ever see, remember his greasy agent?
Make the people sweat.
He did a show called Valentine's Day. Where his last name is Chinese actor, and I watched it in Hawaii because he was Valentine's Day was.
Can you hear me? Here's the recipe for six servings.
Oh yes, everyone can hear you.
Yeah. He was a private detective in San Francisco.
And was sponsored by somebody else's mic.
Not Charlie Chen.
No, later guy.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Mr. Wong in Chinatown, was it him?
You'll need 6 Frankfurter rolls.
Mr. Wong, played by Boris.
1 6-ounce package of frozen king crab meat.
Leaks of our great race.
And he played
China. 1/4 cup of mayonnaise.
I have Worcester cup.
But I don't have
1 3-ounce can of deviled ham.
I definitely don't have that.
So the detective... who played the the kind of greasy agent to Andy Griffith.
One quarter cup of coarsely chopped nuts.
The number one son of
I don't think I have nuts.
Dolly Jan, played by Key Luke.
Wait, slow down.
1/2 cup of chopped tomato.
Could be Key Luke.
Could be.
Tomato.
There was a Chinese guy, a very heavy set guy that was in the Thin Man pictures.
The tomato.
And 2 teaspoons of Lee and Parents Worcestershire sauce.
I got the Worcestershire.
Tomlin was not Chinese at all. Neither was Boris Karloff.
Parents Worcestershire sauce.
Makeup.
Oh, really?
But Warner Worcestershire Owen sauce. Was, you know, very polite in the movie Chinese.
I have that. Why are you
talking about his insignificant help on this case? And perhaps the lieutenant would be willing to accept.
Worcestershire.
Who here does Worcester? Worcester.
Your case is entirely backwards. What you think is the top, and the top is the bottom.
Cheers,
ancient Chinese philosophers. Cut to the chase. What are you talking about?
Right.
Worcestershire.
Yeah, he's always got a little homily from Confucius or something.
I was watching one of these dumbass movies. I was surprised to see that Frank Poopy was stage and Italian, of course, and who would have thought that he could give such a wonderful performance in 20 Million Miles to Earth as Professor Leonardo.
And 2 teaspoons of Lee and Parents Worcestershire sauce.
Egg from the kid that finds it. He gives such a warm, human performance. My God, put this guy in a decent role and see what he can do. Here he is, a background actor.
Got your big question answered. Are there Beatle fans outside? You better know it.
And how?
All
right, Danny, we'll listen to you. Hang on, and you give me a buzz, and we'll get right back to you.
Hey, you know, Echo Lightwave Unspeakable says, I have some Magnus Robot Fighter comics.
Boy, would I like to read those.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you like them? Are they fun? Do you like the Russ Manning art in there? He draws the futuristic cities and weird, menacing robots and girls in really short skirts and giant glass elevators and overhead spiral lights.
Echo Lightwave is on record as having said yes on his show.
He's not going to let go any of those Magnus Robot Fighter comics.
No, you couldn't, could you?
And there was another one, really dear to my heart, from Dell. I'm sure you know what it was. Turok, Son of Stone.
Oh, there you go.
You remember those?
Well, I remember seeing it on the show.
Okay, at least you saw that one existed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Turok, Son of Stone, and his boyish companion, Ward Andor.
Yes. Well, as I may have said before, my life changed on issue 25 of Fantastic Four, The Thing versus the Hulk.
I could tell that Fantastic Four was in some strange way a superior unlike what had happened before.
Yeah.
And early Avengers were too. They had a certain awareness about it. The other ones seemed tired, and these seemed willing to be experimental. And,
you know, he may be obnoxious to some extent, but he was very hip. You know, he kept.
It was a new generation.
Yes.
But before doing those, Kirby did an endless series of stories about huge blobby monsters who tended to wear diapers and invade. You know the ones I'm talking about?
A Marvel?
Yeah. Like about For Am I Not Brutu? You know.
Are these in Tales of Suspense or Tales to Astonish?
They could be.
Yeah.
they're like Kirby just doing these monster stories over and over again.
Yeah.
One of them
there
was
a lot of those.
Fin Fang Foom. Remember that one?
You can remember.
Oh, well, you haven't lived.
But yeah, there were hundreds before. I think, for example,
they wanted to
there were more than 100 Journey into Mysteries before Thor even came along.
Well, maybe it started. They could always get Kirby to draw a 4 or 5 page invading monster.
Story all of
there. In one of them, the heads on Easter Island actually turned out to be on enormous bodies
and
which came out of the ground. And
he shows up and he knocks his finger.
Wouldn't you know, they just recently have discovered the heads on Easter Island are attached to enormous bodies, which they've been excavating, and they have no idea how they got these enormous statues that weigh hundreds of tons to this island and bury part of them. You know, what? Who did it?
Incredible mystery.
How did they do it? It is not known, but the pictures are coming out. And it's amazing because the heads are so weathered. But then down below the former...
Deadpool did it.
The bodies under the heads are of a different color and not affected by the wind and the elements and are pretty well carved.
Do they go down to feet?
Yes, they do. These are gigantic things, and they don't know how they were buried in this island or who did it or how they got them there or why. Some had said, they were an island people and they wasted all their resources in creating these huge heads and it destroyed their civilization. But that's apparently not right.
Yeah, I don't know. It served to make their civilization immortal, like Stonehenge.
Yeah, we remember the Easter Island.
Of course. They existed forever. So they did the right
thing. What about Sebastopol?
Or Machu Picchu.
Yeah, that was me.
And I had nothing. I had shit. Like, still something for me, and I'm like, really?
Machu Picchu.
I was having the sex everywhere at the party tonight.
Embarrassed.
Puzzling evidence of the bell of the ball. I mean, he couldn't keep it in his pants.
Oh, God. It's unbelievable.
The women just mobbed him, too.
Well, they were lined up outside the tent.
That's the work of Just Incredible. She hypnotizes people with the music.
Yeah.
She did show everybody a good time.
And Doug just waits in the tent.
Yeah, I wait in the dark. Oh, in the tent. In the dark tent.
And it's all...
Like Frank Moore did that one. You know, he had a show he was in a tent in darkness.
I don't know which.
And the audience members would be challenged to go into the dark tent with Frank Moore and just feel around.
Right.
And buy it back.
It was quite a scandal.
Leslie Savvy was at that party. And Julie
Holmberg. Yeah. At the time.
Well, it was great controversial because
remember the like crazy
what is he doing with these women that line up to go in
and you could see things like that on the Berkeley Community Channel. They would be on TV as the show was on TV.
And having naked sex on his wheelchair.
Yeah.
Sometime we'd go to KPFA and he and his crew would be in the station.
Because that damn friend of yours who did Crack of Dawn would have them on.
Oh, yeah.
And people would invariably call. There's two people during the show. And somebody would, two people should always call and say, do you need to go to the hospital?
What do you need? You need fruit juice? Fruit juice?
Well, we had Frank Bent and the false Frank Bent. Yeah,
but then it was like a Michael Pepe show that kind of talking. The hesitancy and the like. Yeah, exactly. It was pure behavior music.
Yeah. Well,
it's not.
Yeah, those were. It was hard to. It was like pulling teeth.
That was back in the day.
He was one of a kind.
He was. And right after Paul and Lori broke up, Lori told me she was running, running to join that cult, which really worried me. You know,
not that one.
Yeah, she wound up. Yes, because I have. I went the next week, and I shot Super 8. You know, soundless Super 8. Frank and the boys singing, and Laurie was there being silly, and she didn't stay very long. It was just something she needed to do.
Was this in a park or something?
No, it was at Mabuhay.
Right.
The Super 8s of Mabuhay in the 70s.
Yeah. Well, that's where they did the unforgettable, preposterous, outrageous beauty pageant.
Yes. All of the Mabuhay, right? All the time, yeah.
With Frank and Edward ran it. And,
that was the best time because I would go in and get beef adobo or dog adobo, and then I'd help the family move the tables out of the way and see Devo.
And all these weird people with weird costumes and crazy makeup, and they do all these wild performances.
Place. And the
it was every month.
The Avenue was fun back then. And you know, it was Broadway and Columbus.
I hear y'all.
Yep.
It was
well,
probably,
at the Mabuhay, you mean?
Well, the whole street is what I'm thinking of. Remember in 85, I guess, we did the show at the Stone?
Yeah. That's right. I remember the Stone show. Yep. I worked at the Stone years before then, 82, 83.
And all was cold as any stone.
Handing out pamphlets at the...
I was a food waiter.
Oh.
And we saw James Brown did two shows a night there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Hardest working man in showbiz.
Chuck Berry.
Absolutely true.
And, of course,
Wendy O. Williams... of the Plasmatics.
Yeah.
Performed. Oh, U2 was there. Before they became gigantic.
Somebody.
Yeah.
They were pretty big.
Gigantor and Johnny Sacco.
Yeah, those were good times, though.
Great club.
That their punk era on Broadway club.
Yeah.
And also,
right across the street.
Yeah. And right up the hill is where Margo St. James would bring her dons, and it's up on the hill.
Tall and powerful, soaring redwood, and fully unionized key grips. Drinking all
right. Well, that was a little further
late
up north. That wasn't on.
No, it's like up that hill behind Still, those nice apartments and Italian family.
You can go in, and that happened to my brother. They gave him LSD.
Cool.
And put him in a room, locked him in a room with a one-way mirror.
And a flavoring mirror.
They could look over, the scientists could watch him, like watching a guinea pig,
Raise your right foot.
Yeah, and see what he would do or say on LSD. And this was like 62 or 3.
LSD.
Before anything.
Yeah, before it was even illegal.
Yes.
It
was probably, I think, Tufts University.
And my friend Merle Regal and myself put on the Prostitutes Film Festival at the El Rey Theater with Margaret St. James and Priscilla Alexander.
Oh, really? And where was that?
The El Rey Theater is located out on Ocean Avenue and is even larger than the late lamented theater we were talking about last time, the North Point. It had a giant screen and a huge throw, but it's been taken completely over by fundamentalist Christians.
What, they made a church out of a movie theater?
Yes, the El Rey. But we used to book movies there and see movies, and they had wonderful movies. The problem was there's not much room to park there, and it was far from the center of things. It was run by the same people who ran most of the theaters in San Francisco.
He had an empire of movie theaters.
Mel Novikov.
Oh, yeah.
Was the guy.
When I moved here, there were three or four or five movie houses out in the avenues. Seemed like there were quite a few.
The Coronet, where Star Wars was filmed.
Yep.
In
80s.
So many theaters. In fact, the girlfriend I had in the 80s made her own movie guide for San Francisco movies.
I totally used to watch quite a lot of movies.
She handed it out at all the cafes, and it told you what was in each of the 15 or 20 movie houses we had here.
Well, the Castro movie schedule used to be a masterpiece on its own.
Wishing you the nuttiest of crab meat nut sandwiches.
Make your plans and ahead when back when Peter Moore and Anita Munger ran it.
You know, are they still showing movies at the Castro?
No. They're changing it into a concert venue for the Tech Pros.
Let's do it again. Sorry.
And you can show a movie in it. Sure, we'll just put in some folding chairs.
Well, as long as they have the organ rising up out of the pit there and falling back down.
That's K-Rob that's playing that thing when it comes out.
I noticed that. Well, I was going to say, whatever happened to that incredible...
Be quiet, man. He's coming up out of the
incredible, unbelievable film farm series.
K-Rob's film farm?
Yes. Went on for decades and had millions of people.
And they used to grow little shows on the farm.
Yeah, they actually grew movies.
This
has been Katie Holmes and Katie's Kitchen.
And showed them on the bus.
Did you say anything you want on the radio?
Remember the bus?
The film farm on the bus.
It is too late for your teacher, Billy. But
Trey.
Many
things. The show gets real.
Many things happened on the bus.
We know it's real because it's beat real.
Hey, you're either on the bus or you're off.
Yeah, we met a girl that made a record with Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
Oh, did Mindy, you find her record?
No, Mindy...
Carter?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Look her name up, and you'll find her discography.
You, in fact, promised to play her music.
No matter what, if I could play it,
you would kill yourself.
I heard it. Get on it.
Tick, tick, tick.
This is bigger than the Beatles, man.
Yeah. She made a record.
What was her name? Mindy?
Mindy Carter, maybe?
Something like that.
Well, that's better than I remember.
Were you there when we were talking to her? She was very, she had a... She was a very elderly lady. She's even older than I am, put that way.
Yeah, well, she was friends with people like Lee Michaels.
How do you know how old everyone is?
And Lee Michaels was happening when I was just shipping out in the Navy when I was 19. She knew all those
you can serve
Mill Valley people.
Well, there were several people you seem to know together.
Like Mrs. T, Mike Halibut. Yeah.
Who's Mrs. T?
She was a woman who went to Punahou with my mother's older sister. And whenever we were here in the Bay Area... Punahou. It's one of the best schools in the... Punahou. So, Obama went there. My mom, Obama.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
Obama.
No, Punahou.
Oh.
P-R-U-D-H-O-E. P-R-U-D-H-O-E. Crudho.
So anyway, Mrs. T was one of the earliest, let's go back... Like Green Lady.
This is T.
Pushing child education
back to
about. Yeah. Like early hippie turned into.
Early 70s.
Like we got to save the world. Yeah, before it goes away. And this was in the late 50s.
Oh.
And so in greenwashing, a couple of companies back in the day did documentaries about her. But she lived in Marin in this incredible rough log. And it's like the coolest. Old Marin house.
And she was like an activist?
Yeah.
Sort of an eco-activist?
She's why the ferries slowed down when they came to various stations. Yeah, because...
She didn't want the water to move too fast.
Cigar-chomping executives were saying,
It's going to hurt the rocks. What are you talking about?
Well, and one, you know, got all kinds, it was the beginning.
What? Because she said the boats were moving too fast?
The boats coming too fast, like PT boats. They're running on the marshland around them. Look at the Sausalito. It's the farthest out ferry line.
True.
Like the bottom of the bridge. Anyway, yeah, she was early. She used to have, she had a Volkswagen full of dead animals, that stuffed animals that she'd take
like
to school.
Amicus. Oh, really?
Okay, yeah. Good. Say,
she was a taxidermist?
This is a bat. No, I don't think so. And yeah, also,
just smelly corpses of animals.
This is a bat.
Well, they weren't smelly. They were.
I never.
They were properly. It's not the smell.
Formaldehyde.
That's not there. But formaldehyde and these the chemicals used in those days probably not good for being a little. So various little kids, I'm sure, got poisoned to death.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but they loved it because it was a dead animal at school.
Yep. And this old lady said, "Play with it, but don't. You know, if you see a real one, don't approach
it." Play with it, yeah.
No, play with the dead one. But don't.
Yeah. Kiss it on the lips, and you'll be fine.
Think about it tonight at exactly 10:02 as you're trying to sleep.
Yeah.
Whoa!
There's it's three of them.
And then suddenly you see like the dragons from Game of Thrones. What if the Beatles went back to Game of Thrones time?
Courage, Harufa.
I can't. What? The Beatles? I've never heard that.
The Beatles.
What are the Beatles?
They were a comedy group made up by people who sold the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, Monty Beatles, I remember.
Yeah. Darwin said that God must
Monty
have had
Darwin.
An exceptional fondness for Beatles because he made so many of them.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I gotta wake up.
It's
true. I gotta wake up and be shown.
All the Beatles. Well, what about orchids, though? There's supposed to be a really incredible number of orchids.
There's some kids up there.
Kids
playing up there. Let's not go up there.
At Justin's party, yeah.
There are those kids.
Would Margot St. John bring her
St. James?
Yeah. Would she what?
I've been down.
What's that question?
St. James and Burnley.
What's the Margot St.
John? The question is from Sex Rex.
My uncle was
right.
A great.
Is where would Margot St. John bring her James?
At MIT.
Oh,
St.
James.
People anywhere in the world.
Bring him to the center for sex consults.
You're just cherry picking the chat.
I'm cherry picking chat. Yeah.
You're not really helping
it's not like reading a chat box.
It's not like reading.
You know, I'm not sure that the chap deserves to be read. I mean, is it funny? Is it insightful?
Well, I think clever. You've got some people who are insulting the other people.
Some clever people.
Angry people. Angry. Insulting everybody who they don't like.
We will be protected by God.
VJP Cat at 2250. Does anyone remember Chat Roulette and I Vagina?
Does Chat anyone roulette? Remember that?
What the hell
are you talking about?
I vagina.
We must think big.
That's what Croswell says. I Vagina?
Bigger.
Question mark? I never tried Chat Roulette. Chat Roulette.
Yeah, you won't survive that.
Quick to smile.
I'm lucky.
Let's see. It's going well, brother. How's your adventure?
I love everything it stands for.
Are you going to be a little boy in Thailand soon? Holy smoke.
But see, I told you there's some nasty characters.
Oh, here's some
Pakistan,
Dr. Penny.
Poland, New
says,
Olympia.
Dr. Hal said last night that they had an event this evening, so it might be a little less certain when they get back to Rio.
Yes,
oh, this is Bitbar during the long national nightmare.
Well, they waited.
Thank you all for being
on the
show.
I think
God, people must have been freaking out.
The people, man.
First the COVID epidemic,
and then this. But, you know,
and now the election.
Believe me, We had a ball at the P. Diddy party that we were at
so hard
tonight at Just Incredible's birthday party.
Yes, we pulled out all the stops.
It was a big white party.
We kicked out the gym.
And there were little 12-year-old boys were there. 10-year-old girls
was there.
They went away with
especially when the
various people.
Leslie Savvy was there.
Oprah was there.
What they're accusing me of doing.
Julie Goldberg was there.
Yep. Who else was there?
A woman who was on my radio show, but I can't remember her name.
Thank God she was there.
My friend brought her.
Well, the great
she was there.
Just
anyway,
incredible was
especially when the
playing and you know she had sex with I don't know how many people. Doug, of course, no one had as much sex as Doug. Doug was doing the bumpy pump.
Well, that was on the dance floor. I think that's a step these days that these kids.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, so you go like this.
Hey, cut it out.
Yeah.
You people should
get yeah, you do that if you have a pipe, but if you don't have a pipe, you're out of luck now. Because your friends won't pass it along.
But no, you either have the pipe and or have friends, but you can't have both.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously,
the friends go away.
First of all,
I have a pipe. Maybe I should smoke my own.
I just
maybe you should, Papa.
You should, okay?
Yeah, but you're reminding me that I brought all this, these fatties.
See, I think Hal should give you a fatty now.
I'm going to give you a fatty.
Just for being
a few words. Daddy's home. He's brought his fatties.
I won't say just wait until your father gets home.
With his fatties.
With his fatties.
What happened to K-Rob? Is he here?
That's what will happen
he's
in
here,
the future. People will you know, pay people in pot.
Fat one rat. Well, look, I've got to consolidate the containers.
Some new bad things, by the way, came out about pot for pregnant women.
Well, that sets me out.
It doesn't help
you're
me.
Pregnant,
I'm pregnant. Yeah, I can.
So what, you give birth to a marijuana belching urchin? So what?
I can have children, and so I'm planning to have some pretty soon.
How you got started?
The sperm bank is always open. That's where Rusty Rebar.
Where I make deposits. I deposit that every day.
In this special container.
Not every day. Let's wait until this Intercom announcement is over.
Intercom.
Oh no, you got your own
team Intercom.
Evidence.
On a great battlefield of that war.
This is me doing the Gettysburg Address.
Dedicate a portion of that field.
It's me drunk doing the Gettysburg Address. I wish my voice was this low.
Rose
Hair brought to you by
Hal, didn't you always think America the Beautiful would make a better national anthem than the Star Spangled Banner?
No, I didn't. But I think it's a pretty good one.
It's very good. Easier to sing with a more pleasant melody. But the poetry is not quite
as good. Was the point.
Yes.
It's the drinking song.
Yes.
It's supposed to be our singing.
Yes.
Who's listening to this? It's making sense. I don't think so.
It was the drinking song of the
would be possible in various ways to begin to
what do you call society?
Of the Ukapalabonga
Ukapalabonga Society.
Oh,
no, it's a Scottish
power above Cayuga's waters.
Cuyahoga River.
The degree to which president
is,
now is committed politically.
Doug is really racking up the, or somebody came off his hands. He's just flipping out here.
Pretty,
it seems to me to be a good thing.
Complicated soundtrack here.
They're trying to down us out, Hal. We're trying to fight against the AI.
It's an uphill fight, you boys. It's an uphill fight.
AI.
These are all AI. By the way, folks. folks. Every single word in tonight's show is AI. AI has produced this whole show. And,
to the bathroom, to the highway, to the movie.
Well, you should have thought of that before you were president.
Before you were president. Before I was president.
I gotta go.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt. No, don't pick your nose. That's a bad idea.
How'd that get in there?
K-Rob, folks, K-Rob is picking his nose live on the ray, on the air. And yet the police do nothing.
They just watch. They scratch their heads with their guns.
Yeah, they push their caps back on their foreheads. And they just watch K-Rob blatantly smoking a joint. It's the person who has the joint that has to get up and hand it over. Now, you see, I now have to be the one to hand it to
just keep it for a while.
But this mighty ape can be a friend to man. And that's how the legend began.
See, things get more chaotic as we approach election day.
Since 38, the degree to which a president can rule in a situation in effect, say, this is a referendum on me as well as on your nominee or your possible nominee.
It's a referendum on America.
Both things before you cast your vote.
Is a recommended referendum on America.
What? Okay.
Do you want another
just
4 years?
Just cast your vote, goddamn.
A real audio?
Am I going really crazy?
No, this is the way politics will be for the next 100 years.
Hallucinating.
What do you see?
Is this life would be interesting?
I'm coming on to ask coffee show the
who said that? Is this life would be interesting to you?
You will strive to reveal your generosity.
Anyone who guesses Frank Zappa will get a fatty courtesy of the show.
What if on this show
step by step,
Count Dooku starts beating up on Michael Pepper?
Well, that's
with his fists.
He deserves it, I'll tell you. Just for being a loud mouth that won't shut up.
He deserves it. Count Dooku? Yeah.
Tambuku? Yeah.
What a guy.
Tempopo.
There he goes. He runs away from fights really fast.
Oh, greasy Limpopo.
Oh, Doug, you think you know about Hawaii, Doug,
yeah.
But you don't know. You've never heard of it. It's a place. It's a volcano.
It's in Hawaii. Yeah.
In Hawaii.
And it's spelled O apostrophe U apostrophe.
In Hawaii. In Hawaii.
What the hell's going on?
A shitty night. Hey, what happened to Maui anyway?
You two played there and the place fell apart.
Hawaii.
Did you set that fire?
See, dudes, I love it.
Weren't you sad, though, about Maui? It's supposed to be a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And it all burned down.
Yeah. Not all of it, just Lahaina.
Well, no, but
just the coolest town there.
The part of it, yeah.
The coolest town in the Pacific. When I was a kid, Lahaina just seemed to be.
See?
It was like being in the set of Deadwood.
It was old fashioned,
and all of the later safety parts to having your business were not in place when I was a kid. It was still really funky and
island
and
kids
kind of
have
place.
Lots of fun.
I didn't surf, so I'm not. Yeah, I think it was, but I don't know the right beaches.
Rain,
you know who also went there around the same time? No, I think around the same time was Ed. Petty officer third class. Edward Hall. Yeah.
Are you stationed in Maui?
No, his submarine pulled into Lahaina and. Who's that?
That's where it happened.
And all of the guys who were. He had shore patrol duty. So he went in and. Who's the. Well, he was in Big Red One and...
John Wayne, no.
With people who don't want to see...
No, actually, in real life, he was a paratrooper dropping to Saipan, the actor I'm thinking of. No, no. Is that right? Yes. Along with Screaming Jay Hawkins. No, not Screaming Jay Hawkins.
You don't want to offend somebody.
Screaming Jay Hawkins?
Hey, was he in... he's a New Orleans musician, right?
Yes, that's right.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, he was also in that jump on Saipan. And both of them
now he's online all the time, and they call him Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Yeah, he was a young 20-year-old and was wounded right away before he even got on the ground. So they came back to San Francisco in the hospital, Navy Hospital, and both thought, what am I going to do? And the actor, I'm trying to remember the name of, got out of the hospital and went into acting. And Screaming Jay Hawkins went into...
music.
Yeah. What's that strange movie about New Orleans? Where Elvis, the ghost of Elvis, appears to the young lady whose husband is just dead. What are you doing here?
Wait, the guy that thinks he's Elvis, that's in a hotel in New Orleans? He's an Elvis impersonator and...
No, I don't think so. No, this is it's just the ghost of Elvis for no reason.
Oh.
Appears to him. It's like a movie in quarters, and one quarter is a Japanese couple of those.
It's in a Jim Jarmusch movie.
Yes. You're
bringing up all these sounds.
And the young Japanese couple just go to see Sun Records.
They're in their hotel room, and the ghost of Elvis appears in front of this Japanese
slug. No, that's the couple. There's a French wife whose husband has just died, and he appears to her, and, you know, none of it makes sense.
And the woman says, what are you doing here? And the ghost of Elvis says, I don't rightly know, ma'am.
It's just Elvis, so yeah.
Yes.
And it's got Rocket's Red Glare plays a clerk in a store. And Flea or somebody, I think, shoots him. But that shot, just before that, it shows a steaming street in the south in the summer. I remember seeing that same thing in Stanford. The streets are hot and the heat's coming up the water. Yeah, and then there's a little...
Nice little mirages.
Yeah, and everything's really slow. Everything's really slow.
Well, when it's really hot, things get slow.
And Rockin' Red
slows down.
Plays a host in the show. Plays a clerk in the store.
How do you like the first bit of Mama 1?
How do you like it?
If you're listening to the show right now, you should go to sleep.
No! You really should go to sleep. Listening to the show, you've got to kiss stay up.
Here I'm signing letters of attrition right now, which you can pick up in the office and say, I need to sleep. Enough of this show.
Well, I need to sleep. What about me? I got to get my sleep.
That's all well and good, but you gentlemen have your duty to think of.
We are such great people that we think of our audience first.
These people need our wisdom and our knowledge and understanding.
That's
right.
If they go to bed now, who knows what they'll miss? Some kind of life-changing event.
Whoa, don't wuss out. Listen to us.
Yes.
The wisdom of the ages, Jack.
That's right, Jack.
What's going on, bud? I don't understand this show.
I've got radio.
You can't sell it. Swim in it.
Everyone on this show has so many gleals of
canned tuna.
You wish you were. Let's go back to the party.
Okay, let's go back to the party because I could go into the sex tent
party.
Again.
It will be going on until
we
had to leave
it
just as the unclear
noontime tomorrows came out.
Can you imagine trying to drive back there in the dark at 3 in the morning?
Well, at least we know the way now.
Do we? Could we go there and find out? I don't think so.
It's way out in the mountains in this tiny little town.
Might make a few
false
starts.
They can't even spell
Sebastopol. We went round and round for hours. It took us 3 hours.
The sign,
folks, it was embarrassing.
It's letter R and the letter G. That means an orgy is taking place.
I hope you're watching on Channel X. You can see it happening.
We couldn't find Channel Sebastopol.
Rated.
How do you lose Sebastopol?
Is that settling well with you?
Yeah. You solve the problem to not see Sebastopol.
Is that the audience talking back to
you?
You
keep
away. They always find a way to get
well,
in the show.
Well, the audience, they've got their own AI that talks back to them.
Oh, the AI.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Alexa.
Oh, I'm the only one.
Turn off the audio
block. They have Alexa.
You know, it's
a Constitution using AI.
No, she didn't hear me.
AI stole it from the Church of the Subgenius. What do you call it? Call to action.
Alexa, turn off Reloadio.
Man, I think I'm really high.
Turning off Reloadio.
I thought I was high.
No, Alexa, give Reloadio information.
Whatever you say, don't do it.
This is against all the freedoms of the press and the country.
Goodbye, Reloadio with Palacio.
Then we get die.
Which you end up with in your face.
Yeah, cue the synth. Cue the 80s.
Yeah, and boy, did they tear the place up.
Hey, Rock.
A long time ago. Yeah.
And the people you
the stupid
that was a step
yellow
down,
kind plastic. Of
that was
I was amazed.
Creatures from outer space.
Approached Mark before I knew him. He said, you must lose like 10 pounds of night. He said it was more than that.
That was a step down, you have to say, in the 80s when drum machines and, replaced drums.
So what we're doing right now on the show is sending a signal out that will go right through into the brain.
The synth does.
Now we don't even need Taylor Swift. We could just push this button here.
Well, you can push a Taylor Swift button
and blow up the underground.
Oh, wait a minute.
Get like a breakup song.
We have to buy the button. You know, like there's all these buttons, but you have to buy that button.
Yeah, and if you don't,
different buttons you could buy, or you earn them through like compliance.
Just watch those deep fakes of
compliance. It was
Devo's
first big hit.
Degrading compliance. Things.
Oh, it's when they joined up with Trap.
I got compliance in my pants.
Ants, millions of them. What about the canned ants of the Church of the Seven?
Yeah. It's pretty scary when you see the truth. There's no
are they glued to the
to the front of my computer? What is this? So VJ Pussycat doesn't know anything and is still awake.
Well, geez.
Yeah, what happened to BJP?
She lives in a different universe 10 seconds from now.
She's posing for
us. There she is. You know, you're exactly the right volume.
You know, she speaks for the audience.
Yes.
For the radio.
For
all of her listeners.
The great master.
She translates
delicious. Joe Cockroach is smoking a big reefer.
Well,
I got this can of cannabis. It's a can of cannabis.
Really?
A can of cannabis?
Oh,
yeah.
Give it to us.
Synthetic cannabis.
Cannabis.
You guys are stiff.
You're such a genius. Clark actually stiff for my dad that praises cannabis.
How could this be?
What? Who praised cannabis?
Clark actually.
Yeah, but can you say how
to eat
cannabis?
What's he doing?
Cannabis.
There's like a picture, but it doesn't make any sense. It's like I can't.
Because
maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, but I got it. Orange Beast.
I've never followed the IKEA. Have you
Trump
ever done that?
Orange Face makeup.
Yeah, Trump made them change their name to Orange Depot.
Orange Juice Orange.
I never have.
No, I'm actually good at that kind of stuff.
Don't give up. Really? Like fixing furniture and stuff?
Yeah, and then that's when we started the revolution.
Well, by the way,
the revolution for a better, newer
world. Anyway,
let's get this country started.
And of course, a greater degree of centralization in financing.
What? I can't hear you. Speak up, please.
It's driving the sound chef through my ear.
The designer.
I'm trying to call the show.
45
Are they still around? Maybe they went south.
I just get this lady every time I dial.
No, the ones who don't migrate.
She dials mom.
Oh, really? They stay there all year.
She is dials mom.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Styles has a bomb.
So I guess the young is maybe grown up now because it's winter time.
Hey, Dial, your mom's kind of hot.
I don't know.
She's dating Kanye.
That's not what I was
ruining
for the generals, you know.
Gestures of friendliness and all of the things that make others feel secure and comfortable in your presence.
Oh.
You will always maintain absolute faith in the universally accepted principle that you will become rich in your own stock of treasure in the exact proportion to the amount you give to others.
I'm very surprised. I was surprised at anything. Now that sounds over modest. Yeah?
Watch me.
Dun 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 dun
where the country will be taken over by the military. They'll close down all the synagogues, arrest all the Jews, execute hundreds of thousands of Jewish ringleaders, and, apologize to the Arabs, kill off all the Jews over there in the bandit state, you know, of Israel. I'm hoping for a totally new world.
Oh, my head's still buzzing.
Cooper. I am your father.
No. I am your father.
One, two, one, two, three.
That's gotta be the worst fair ever.
Can't
Campbell's Star Wars Soups.
AP Films, Pacific Test.
It says Key Rob on it. What's that all about?
AP Films, Pacific Test.
It says Key Rob on your panel right here.
Pacific Test.
This is Hal.
Sometimes I feel you are cheating me. When you kiss me, then my mind is free. But then I think I should let you know that I got
making
friends.
Fun of Roger.
So baby, listen to me.
It's a rest, okay? Take care of yourself.
I'm tired. I'd just like to lay down.
Waiting for Kennedy to show up.
We don't need you. How about you put those down?
Go home.
It's a lesson to the sound.
But first, go to sleep. But first, go to sleep.
Look who's talking.
Test footage.
Some of the biggest, most listened to stations in the country. And just like music formatted stations have done for years, now news and news talk programmers are turning to TM for professional, effective ideas and self-promotion.
Dream.
And then...
rest.
JFK will introduce Napoleon
Solomon. Rest for the wicked.
Exactly.
It's been 2.5 hours.
Programmers of stations like WMCA New York.
You want to rest some more?
King Kong. Oh! Man from On Call. Okay. King Kong.
Genghis Khan.
God!
Yeah.
Rich Khan, yeah.
I've been in it. This plate is full already. We'll bring it back.
The Spirit of America cereal is only one part of your on-the-air image.
Cats and dogs sleeping together.
Okay. Now just rest.
I've been resting.
Just try to rest, all right? Sleep is for the weak.
So sleep tight.
Shut up, butt plug. I had a dream, that's all.
You go back to sleep.
But
go to sleep.
You go.
I think you ought to go home and get some sleep.
You know what? I'm really sorry that I woke you up. You get some rest, okay?
I'd be stressing too.
Hey, don't you have a sleep?
Get some sleep.
All right.
And the smell is gone.
One of the first things I told him was,
I better let you get some sleep.
You need to sleep.
To build that image.
Get some sleep. Get some sleep.
Like no other bicentennial station.
I came by.
I know. Get some sleep.
Some sleep.
Thank you, BT-1. Thank you, BT-9. Recordings are running, Peter.
Okay on the floor, Keith.
Run the clock. Gentlemen, not to worry about shots 27 to 34. The drop of a light. I have plenty of time to tell you about that on TK. Okay?
10, 9,
from
TK.
8, 7,
stay tuned.
5, 8, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, can't put it back in the hole. What?
Here's a door. Windows. 1, 2, 3.
Jesus. Could I rock at signs?
Rest and knock.
Well, so this was, again, we put this together. I mean, I will say somewhat on the fly, like the whole, we're pretty lucky to get to work on a show where we get to do shit like this.
What do you do?
Shut your goddamn mouth. What a dick. I am the one who knocks.
Thanks for the bad radio signal. Wrong signal on our frequency. We're all shaking hands with Jesus.
And see.
Everything's going extremely well.
So the audience knows exactly what happened.
And yeah, and they get this one that gets from the laser.
Feel my way through the darkness. Guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end. But I know where to start.